Get it back, Eddie.
Welcome.
Light him up, Eddie.
To Triple M's Crow Cast.
Kick the goal, Eddie Betts.
With Jars and Louis.
Oh, he's a marvellous football player.
Hello, Crows fans. Louis and Jars here from the Rush Hour on Triple M 104.7. Happier times this week, Juice. The boys had a nice big win in Brisbane. You must be very, very happy.
Very pleased for the boys and really excited for young Hugh Greenwood, who played a very, very good game on his debut in a Crows jumper. So 80-point victory now for Freo, Lou.
Yeah, well done to the Galooch as well. Didn't quite get enough as the footy, but still made his debut. Well done, boys. There, Freo, guess what, Crows fans? Things are looking up. They're worse starters than you guys.
There you go.
They are real ordinary at it. Enjoy this. Kyle Hardigan just signed on for a brand new 3-year term. He is coming up as our very special guest, and just listen out for the little zinger he gives us as he leaves us and says goodbye. Have fun. We'll talk to you next week. Very special guest. Really good to have this young man on the show. Just re-signed with the footy club for 3 more years. He's having a great year. Kyle Hardigan, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me, boys.
G'day, big man. We better start with your nickname. Kyle, what is it?
Hardo,
because we like to be a little casual on this show.
Hardo. Okay.
Good win, but again, a bit of a sloppy start.
We started not like we'd like on the weekend, and that's happened over a couple of weeks, but we've ended up winning the game, so I guess that's a positive.
Mate, there's something, I don't know if internally you address your first quarter starts, because come finals, mate, if you go in with that type of preparation where you do are struggling in the first quarters there, Cole, it's going to hurt you, mate, at the end of the day. So what will you do to try and change up? Is it your pre-game warm-up? Is it your mentally? Are you switched on as a playing group?
Yeah, I think we'll look at everything. You want to get off to a good start in the game, and you don't always want to be coming back, which we've showed that we can. But like you said, in finals, it's probably not the best way to start off. So yeah, we'll review everything whatever. If it was the third quarter or whatever, like we'll look at training, mindset, all that sort of stuff, and we'll just review it and we'll see if it improves. So hopefully this week we get off to a good start and put the runs on the board early.
Kyle, you must be very proud of yourself, mate, coming off a rookie list and getting to where you're at now and holding down the key position down back with Tails. What was the tipping point, mate, the moment that you probably realised that you were going to be able to cut the mustard and make it in the big time?
I don't know whether there was a tipping point. I guess when I didn't get drafted, that was a bit of a kick in the pants for me, and I didn't want to look back and say that, I could have done this, I could have done that. So when I didn't get drafted and I had to go play at Werribee and go find a job, that was a kick in the pants. So I just wanted to do everything I could. So even if I wasn't good enough, I could look myself in the mirror when I got older and said, you did everything you could, but you weren't good enough. So, I don't know whether there's been a point that says I've made it or anything like that, because I still want to get a lot better, and I want some team success. So, and I think that's going to happen at Adelaide, so that's why I've stuck around.
Hardo, as a key defender in the side, who's been your toughest opponent so far?
Probably a couple of years ago, I got touched up by Jakey Stringer, so he's probably a little bit more agile and stuff than me, a little bit different key forward as such. He's not big and stuff like that, so. He's real agile, and he stepped me a couple of times, so he's probably my toughest task.
Mate, what do you prefer though? Because you mixed it up. You played on Robbie Gray earlier this year, and I like you on the smaller types because your bigger body and your ability to read it in the air. Do you like the big monsters or the little smaller boys that you can probably push around a bit?
Yeah, I don't mind. Like, obviously, I think one of my attributes is my speed. So on the big boys, it's good that, I can use that to my advantage and, sort of run off and or close down the space a bit quicker. But I also like playing on the little guys, because you can go for your marks a lot more and back yourself in your positioning and stuff like that, be a bit more aggressive. So, I don't have a preference either way, just whatever role I get given by Pods each week, and hopefully play that for the team and yeah, that's sort of just what makes me happy.
Hutto, 3-year deal. Obviously, the bank account will just be a little bit fatter. Have you and the missus been looking for any new houses that she wants to sign up on? What's the situation now, mate, with you, and also with your dog being involved in the decisions?
Yeah, it would have to have some sort of bedroom for him, maybe a pool and stuff.
What sort of hound, Hutto? What are we talking here?
He loves his dog.
I've got a black lab, so loves the beach. So got to stay beachside. Not too sure yet. I'll weigh up my options and we'll see. I bought a house a few years ago, so I might look for an investment or something like
Might have to get him over for a roast and bring the lab over.
Yeah, absolutely. The only chance of you getting in is with your lab, I can tell you right now. There's invites out there still pending for 3 or 4 years ago for most of the Crows boys. Actually, some blokes have left the club. That's how long it's been. All right. All these wannabe superstar forwards have got all these handshakes going on, Hutto. I see it every single week.
You don't like
Eddie,
it.
Texan, Charlie, yep. Texan, Tommy, yep. Lynchy and Texan,
Jetta,
Eddie, all the boys. Your back six brothers. Lady, Brownie, Broads, Tarles and co. I mean, you and the snake. Have you guys got anything happening? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, all the rebounds coming from down back and that's where the scoring starts.
No, you're not wrong. But we don't really have handshakes or anything. We're a pretty tight-knit group down there. Yeah. But, yeah, we don't, the camera's on the forwards and stuff, and we just go about our business. Keep it low-key the way we like it. But, Brody and Lady and stuff, they probably got something going on there. They're a bit of a bromance. We haven't got too many handshakes or anything like that. So what do you want us to do a handshake after we do a spoiler?
What do you want to do, Luke?
Well, I just like to see something that with the source, you guys are the source, you should be celebrating with a little style. When you get back, if you're involved and it's a rebound.
Yeah, but it's the
50.
Midfield's game. It's the midfielders that set up everything, not the back half.
What a load of crap. What a load of crap right now.
Hang on.
I'll tell you what, this big fella, the glove Talia, and then my boy Laird, and then throwing Broads when he picks and chooses to play well. Well, these blokes are dominating. If you want to look, opening 6 rounds, 80-plus points coming from turnover. Who do you think's doing all the intercepting?
Midfield's pressure.
Kyle Hardigan, Daniel Talia, Rory Laird, Brody Smith. You midfielders, you are.
What are we?
Hearts, you know what they are? They're just this little conduit. They're in the middle, stuck in the middle, and you've got to use them because you feel sorry for them. You say, here, have a little touch. Here, you little guppy bottom feeder. Have a little bit of that. Because then have a look at them.
Yeah, use them for the 1-2s.
Yeah, exactly. They just rack them up, don't they, Hearts? They rack them up and say, look at my numbers. They walk straight in off the ground, go, 33 day, 35 day. Have 35 today, mate. Tell you what, if he hasn't got blokes
Kyle.
Like this bloke, you're finished.
Give me Kyle.
But I will say this about my boy Lairdy.
Oh, here he goes.
I've got a feeling he's trying to defect.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling he wants to leave you behind and wants to go into that little bottom-feeding midfield group.
I don't know. There's talk of it, but, I don't think he can get away from us. We protect him too much. Yeah. We give him too much ball. And if he goes in there, he might not get it. So,
you remind him he's grassroots.
He's always like chewing around my ankles trying to get the footy off me when I take him up.
Because you're absolutely right. Because if he were to go in the midfield, see how well they looked after Sloaney the last few weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. Good slap.
It's one in, one in.
Hey, mate, congratulations. Great to have you around for another 3 years. You've been fantastic, mate. So all the best for the rest of the year.
Henley Beach. Hearts is his address. Go and drop by for a roast.
All right.
I might buy his house.
Gold. Keep up the great work, boys. Hearts. Well done.
See you, Chip.
Kyle Hardigan on the rush hour.
Thanks for tuning in to the Triple M Crowcast with Jarz and Louie.